The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the bottom line. The social engineers, and the Republicans are part of it too, are involved in class warfare. And they've got people now that work in the system, corporations and government, that actually smoke the dope, that drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. And they really believe that it is a race war, a class war. And the people running things really want to create depression so then they can take over and be the total boss, even though they'll destroy the entire country and the world. I mean, I look at the mayors and people that they're electing, and, you know, I've always been somebody against the Republicans and Democrats, but the Democrats are making their move to take over. They've got the Republicans so intimidated that they're rolling over to it. And so that's why I've thrown my full weight against the Democrats. If we had a Republican in doing anything like this, I'd be doing the same thing. I mean, I thought Bush did some bad stuff and was totally critical and... I mean, this is all so over the top, it makes my head spin. And I hear Democrats go, yeah, we're criminals. Yeah, we want to arrest libertarians and veterans. And yeah, we're going to have a civil war. And then you look at them, they're sacks of weakness. I mean, you think you're going to have some war with the military and the police and conservatives? You're going to kick our butts? I don't care how many federal buildings you blow up and blame on us. It ain't going to fly. That dog ain't going to hunt. So listen to me. I'm a man. I'm not the toughest guy around, but I can take care of myself. I'm not afraid. But I'm not into needless violence, and I'm going to explain something to all you chicken necks out there that think this is cute and funny because you've lived off other people's strength. You try to bring this country down, you keep doing this, you're all going to be held accountable. You want to shoot your mouths off about open season all day? It's going to be open season on you. You keep pushing it. You keep starting it. Believe me, you're going to get your ass handed to you. And you're just the useful idiots. The globalists up above you, they're going to be offshore. They plan to wreck the country in the civil war that will win, the patriots, and then they're going to bring in their people after. So we got Leanne McAdoo co-hosting with Rob Dew coming up. Out of the new studio, or out of the old radio studio. We got a new studio being built as well, bringing the fourth hour back. And let's go ahead and throw to that control room. I should have asked who's even hosting the fourth hour today. I've been so busy covering all this news, I didn't get to it. But there, pardon me? And I'm talking in my ear. They're bringing in a world system. The globalists are bringing in a tyranny that doesn't need humans. At the end of all the race wars and the police wars and the deindustrializations and the plagues and all the rest of it is the rise of the machines, the AI. This has all been stated. So you're not on some winning socialist team run by a bunch of offshore billionaires who are connected to the most horrible stuff you can imagine. You're idiots. Become pro-human. Start believing in the unborn. Start believing in yourself. The truth is you're projecting. You hate yourselves, so you hate everybody else. See, I love myself. And I love you. I want to see you win. Leanne McAdoo, I see you in there in the control room. Are you co-hosting? Let's punch Leanne McAdoo up. She's a lot more interesting to talk to than me. Leanne, tell me about some of what's coming up today. I know I'm just springing this on you. I saw him sitting you down in there. Tell me what all's coming up in the fourth hour today.
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about just the ISIS threatening to send 500,000 migrants to Europe, psychological weapons.
Well, they did it. I mean, they threatened it, now they've done it. Why are you being bigoted against ISIS? They have a right to kill women and put bags on their heads.
I know. I'm racist for not inviting them into my home. I've actually put in a petition. I'm going to bring in some ISIS militants.
Wait a minute. We should put out a joke petition at whitehouse.gov, because they're already doing it in Sweden, calling for the White House to house the Islamic militants.
Exactly. Or the Vatican. And they got golden paved streets.
Leanne, stay there. I'm going to come back and throw it to all of you. As I promise, some days I'll be co-hosting the fourth hour with you. But Leanne McAdoo. And who's hosting the nightly news tonight, Leanne?
Ja'Cari Jackson.
Ja'Cari Jackson. I can't say his name normally. It's kind of like...
No, you can't.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Marcos Morales. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Leanne McAdoo's in the control room. Rob Dew's in the radio studio. I'm in the main TV studio. We're building another TV radio studio so we can cut the reporters with breaking news on the radio / TV broadcast. And have other guests in studio as well. Building an entire news center here. And by the way, I didn't even plug any products the second hour. I was plugging a guy running for sheriff as a patriot. I should be plugging pretty much every segment to fund our operations. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt. It says InfoWars.com, legalized freedom on the back. So you can talk about Hillary, how she's a criminal, expose the whole criminal system. It's a great way to start conversations and then turn around and show them the back. InfoWars.com. Legalized freedom. Also, Knockout, that has 10 different compounds in it. I keep saying 10. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, it has 9 in it. Anyways, the point is, it doesn't just have melatonin. It just doesn't have valerian root. It doesn't just have L-theanine. It's got it all in there. And it's the price of regular melatonin or valerian by itself. It'd be like $50, $60 depending on what brand you bought, to have all these things at the same dosages and be 4, 5, 6 pills you'd have to take. And it's back in stock after being sold out for almost 3 months. Knockout. And it's not groggy sleep. You're not sleepy when you wake up. I mean, it is just amazing. It's $19.95. Very affordable. InfoWarsLife.com. That's two words. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we are going to sell out. We want to get more, but it's not a sales tactic. It's just true. We've been sold out for months of Liver Shield. And so if you want to do the whole liver cleanse, that's now back available for maybe a day or two more. We've also got back in stock the deep cleanse. Simply amazing. These are game changers, folks. To pull out the toxins from your body, go to InfoWarsLife.com. We have Oxy Powder discounted with the Liver Shield. They have a lot of specials going right now. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And find all the great longevity products like Pollen Burst and Beyond Tangy Tangerine Organic 2.0 and over 400 other products discounted at the lowest prices anywhere. 30% off when you sign up. It's like a $10 to be a distributor. Free shipping when you sign up. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com with the specifics of how to be a distributor. That funds the operation as well. Hundreds and hundreds of great items at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also support the sponsors at InfoWars.com itself. But that's how we're doing this. It's how we're building it. It's how we want to have a small war chest and not just operate on fumes. But if I would do my job and plug every couple segments, we would. But that's why I'm doing this now. So I want to thank all of you for your support. Here's what it comes down to. The globalists are scientific about their plan. But their scientific plan manifests their own mental illness, their eugenics, control freak, transhumanist worldviews of playing God. And they disdain themselves, so they're projecting that onto the general public, and by a feedback loop, have done the public down to the level of self-propelled stomachs, goblin-like creatures, beady-eyed demon people. There was the new Mark Dice video they aired in Overdrive yesterday that I meant to air today where, you know, he goes out and they're like, yeah, you know, let's ban selling the Bible in bookstores and on Amazon. And finally, one guy bows up and says, that's horrible, and almost gets in a fight with him. That's a normal response to basically book burning. And I mean, I'm talking well-spoken liberals signed it. That's not liberal. They're like, oh, yeah, let the radical Muslims mutilate their women, sexually put bags on their heads, tell German women they can't wear short skirts. But you can't sell Bibles. There's an article, liberals want Bible banned from Amazon. This is the craziness. These people are evil because they get off on the control freakness of saying, yes, I'm with the government, so I want to ban whatever they say. In the real world, they're moving towards this in Canada and other places and arresting people for their religious beliefs in the U.S. because they're in a power cult. They have no power. They're nobodies. But when Mark Dice goes out, and we've gone out and done the stuff before, too, and shown the same thing. Ban hydrogen monoxide for the earth. That's water. Ban table salt, if we use the scientific term. They all agree. They're ignorant. Put gun owners in forced labor camps. Yes, I agree. Gun owners are evil. Let's put them in a forced labor camp. You're sitting there with someone who, if they take me to a forced labor camp, they want their son to have a job there. I mean, these aren't liberals. These people, I keep saying it, but it's only hit me now, are a diabolical group. The Russians were good, hardworking Christian people. They did bad stuff under bad leadership. The Germans were incredibly smart, hardworking, moral people. Under bad leadership, they turned into some nasty folks. And, man, I'm here to tell you, I've studied history. I've looked at what the German Nazis did and the Russians and stuff. We've gone bad, and I think when we rot like rotten milk, we're going to be the nastiest, stinkingest, just filth the world's ever seen. That doesn't mean all of us. But, man, it's time to stop giving lip service and go, you know, I'm not against gay people, but don't try to teach my 5-year-old, you know, how to give oral sex. Or why is every show about transgenders and gay people are the boss? And because they're the new royalty. Not because they matter to the elites. Hell, the government in the 70s and 80s put in hepatitis shots HIV. That's come out in the news. It's just they're the new group to obsess over as a distraction and to screw our kids up. I mean, this is a bold takeover. Sending in weird feminists to say, you've got to give me a haircut at a barbershop. They go, man, we don't have the equipment to give you a perm or color your hair. Okay, well, I'm going to go have you fined for discriminating. And they did it. It's about power. Leanne McAdoo, then we're going to throw it over to you and Rob Dew with what's coming up today. I mean, this is getting crazy. China, Russia, the Middle East won't take all these really dangerous, a lot of them, refugees. A lot of them are Al-Qaeda and terrorist fighters. We have the video up on Infowars.com of them on Facebook bragging that they're, you know, veterans of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then Donald Trump comes out and says, man, you got to really admire Merkel. Yeah, we got to take these people in. I mean, this is Freakville. You think she's got us on the hook now? Leanne, where do you see all this going? I mean, I know you don't even see yourself as really as a conservative, more of a humanitarian, more libertarian. I don't want to speak for you. Being here 3 years, I mean, and I'm changing my views. I'm getting more radical because it's just reached cult freak show level. What do you make about my whole 5-minute rant you just heard?
Well, I just don't understand how all of this seems to be appearing out of the blue. I mean, how do you not see hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border? You know, hundreds of people
raping and rioting and
like
dragging people out of vehicles.
Yeah. Like, the globalists have set this whole thing up. They instigated the chaos. They know it's coming. And then all of a sudden, we see the images when it gets extreme. Whereas in America, we were never allowed to see the illegal immigrants pouring across our border.
Wow.
Even though it was hundreds of thousands, because it didn't fit their agenda here.
You are totally on. In fact, this morning I meant to make that point first and foremost. Then I get so upset by the time I go on air reading all the news that I just can't even do it. That you could see how they started telling the immigrants years ago, come, giving them freebies. They destabilized the countries. They let them in. They let it build till 800,000 are now come in total in the last few months. They're pouring through everywhere. That's the number we have. It's probably worse. And then suddenly their answer is, we got to take them all in. Exactly. You can see the premeditation of this.
Right. And then if you don't want to take them in, or if you're a bad person, you're racist or you're evil, and getting everyone to sort of fight amongst themselves and fight against these, some of these people who truly are fleeing madness, you know, to be angry at them, rather than angry at the people who have instigated this chaos and the policies and the war and the, you know, borders wide open policies that are bringing them all in. So it's, that's what we should be focusing on and fighting against. But instead, it's like, you're a bad person because you don't want, you know, boys to use the girls' bathroom or, you know, stuff that doesn't matter.
Well, it's all just psychiatrists on record came out with this to mess us up. They said in the 60s, this was the whole plan, just to create total obsessions with our wee-wees, you know, instead of like the big giant issues of cancer viruses and the vaccines. You and Rob Dew are going to be hosting the rest of the show. I'm going to punch out of here, but these people mean business.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving on all fronts, and I wanted to ask Rob Dew, what do you make of Donald Trump now suddenly flip-flopping and going, yeah, we need to bring these illegals, these migrants, into the United States, and Merkel's doing a great job. I mean, you think conservatives are so on his hook now that they're going to now want jihadis in their bedrooms?
I think this goes back to the fact that he signed that pledge, his loyalty pledge to the Republican Party, and now they're saying, look, you got to start playing ball with us, or we're going to undercut you, we're going to get you out of this race, like what they did with Ron Paul. You won't even get mentioned. And then you'll go into obscurity because, you know, right now, every time they say something positive or negative, his ratings go up. So it doesn't matter. As long as they're mentioning Trump, it's just like the golden goose. It keeps laying golden eggs for him. So I think he's starting to play ball because he got the message at some point on some level. And he probably will never admit it. It might come out later, like what happened with Ross Perot when he got out of the race and then he got back in. But it was too late to really affect.
Yeah, I mean, who wants a President Trump if he's President Obama?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or President Globalist, whoever, you know, they're all the same guy. They just change out the face. There's a great graphic you had. I believe it was an Obama deception as the guy pops up and then it changes to the next one, changes to the next one. And it doesn't matter who's really in charge. those guys aren't in charge.
What do you and McAdoo got coming up today?
Well, I found a video from RT put out basically echoing the same things we've been talking about with this migrant invasion that's going on in Europe, and how nobody, the mainstream media here in the United States is taking the angle, oh, we have to help these people. What's the president going to do? How are we going to help these people? And not the focus on this is how ISIS is getting people into the country. You know, the only thing the American media is talking about is the Hungarian woman, camera woman who tripped a migrant. Well, you know, these people are coming in illegally. I kind of agree with what she did, trying to stop invaders coming in.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAV.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. GunsAV.com. Go to GunsAV.com now.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We don't need no education.
All right, we are live. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in here in the original radio studio that we built back in January 2009 and December 2008, moved in here. When I started in February, it was just one little part of a building. And slowly, with your help and your support, we've been able to expand to where now we've got the giant nightly news studio out there, the radio show studio out there, and we're building, we're using this one. We're revamping the original nightly news studio, and we just keep doing this with your support. So we really do appreciate all the support out there that our PrisonPlanet.tv members have been giving us. This is a short segment. I've got Leanne McAdoo in the control room. We're going to play some clips that I saw from a report that RT put out, and they kind of sounded, they sound a lot like what we're doing here at InfoWars, but you don't see any of these angles coming out of the mainstream media here in the United States. Well, now there's football season. Now there's Deflategate. We could just keep talking about these issues nonstop that really don't mean anything. So I want to get into that starting off. We're also going to get into a little bit of information about the food babe coming up probably towards the end of the hour. But thank you for joining us. This first video I want to get into, here's the article. ISIS fears. Hungary TV report suggests militants posing as refugees cross into Europe. This is something we've been telling you all about for a long time, that ISIS is going to use and be infiltrating into Europe and then also coming into the United States, going in through the southern border because it's basically wide open. It's basically controlled by drug dealers. So they can come into South America. I remember we had a we were playing a clip and covering that a general, and this is back January, February of this year. It might even been at the end of last year, where a general was talking about how they were finding guys from Africa who were getting into Central America and then getting on the beast train coming up into the United States unfettered, as long as they paid their way. So this is how ISIS is going to get into America. We've seen the attack in Dallas. So they're already ramping this stuff up, and now they are in Europe. And let's go to this first clip from RT. This is RT ISIS in Europe.
There's alarm in Europe over allegations that Islamic State militants are infiltrating the continent by blending with crowds of migrants. One Hungarian TV network is even reporting that the security services have detained two militants who revealed their identities in photos on social media.
Iszlám terroristák érkezhettek Európába. A közösségi oldalakra feltöltött fotók tanúsága szerint a most európai városokban...
And so he's speaking Hungarian there. And, but what he's saying is Islamist terrorists disguised as refugees have shown up in Europe, and he was showing some pictures that were uploaded to Facebook. I actually have some more photos. It's clip number three, guys, ISIS Europe photos. Let's just go ahead and roll that right now, and you can see them as ISIS fighters and then what appears to be them in Europe. These were all submitted to, I guess they've been circulating around social media, and you can see the resemblance in these guys. Are they crisis actors? I mean, who knows? It is just getting weirder and weirder as it goes along. But this proves what we've been saying all along, that they are going to use this migration invasion, so-called crisis, to come into Europe and then cause disruptions in Europe. And also they're going to be coming into through South America up into the United States. So I think it's just very telling. I also want to show you this clip. And this is after they show the clip of the camera woman tripping the migrants. And I kind of, people are saying she's horrible and she got fired for doing that. And maybe she should not have interfered. But I think at a gut level, she said, look, these people are just pouring into my country. I got to do something. And as a journalist covering it, then I guess she also felt she had to step into the fray. And she did trip a couple people. I don't agree that she should have been tripping people. But I understand where she's coming from, trying to defend her country. But let's go to clip four. And this shows the mess that the migrants are leaving behind. And I just want you to look at the quality of tents that the migrants are being supplied with.
Many of the migrants gave up waiting for buses to take them into a refugee camp and tried to break through police lines. Hundreds fled into the surrounding cornfields, aiming to reach Budapest on foot. But this is what was left behind when the refugees continued their journey. Images of trash-strewn roadsides like these are being spread online, along with plenty of criticism. But the migrants say they simply had nowhere to put it. And this is just one of the latest developments in the continent's ongoing crisis.
Well, I'm interested to find out who is supplying them with brand new tents. They look like they just went to Academy or REI or something like that and just loaded up with brand new tents that they're being given. They're being given these from somewhere. Maybe there's a guy at the docks in Syria passing out tents as they go along. Interestingly, there's a graph, and I don't have it in front of me now, but it was like 77% of the refugees are men coming in, which is That is not families. That is mostly men coming in, and they're doing that so they can disguise the fighters that are coming in. They're blending them in. It's really, really disturbing. Also, I want to cover, this is something we tweeted out a couple days ago. Guys, I'm going to bring up the tweet over here. And it was from Paul Joseph Watson, showing how Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Oman, it's up right now, are not letting in any of these migrants into their countries. They're keeping their borders closed. And we're going to talk about that why with Liam McAdoo when we come back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jones, or at Real Alex Jones at Twitter, tweeted out the number of refugees that were being admitted into these very rich, very well-off Middle Eastern countries. Ones that made their money essentially selling oil to the rest of the world. And now, and there's a reason behind that. And I'm going to get into more of that and why that reason is. We're going to get Liam McAdoo's take on these clips as well that I've been showing. But first, I just want to remind everybody out there that we are listener supported, and by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it supports everything you see here. All the TVs, sending reporters out, the massive amounts of paper we print out every day to show you articles, to show you that this stuff is real and it's happening. The satellite system uplinks, which is why we're throwing the money bomb on September 16th and 17th. That's going to be a really big event. We're going to go for 28 hours straight broadcasting here in all the different studios, and it's going to be quite a feat. We haven't done one of these in a couple of years, so I'm really excited to put on another one again. And I'm going to broadcast, I think, two different times. One late at night and then early in the morning with Paul Joseph Watson right before the radio show. But there it is. We want to raise $1 million to reach $400 million, and we can't do that without your help. So go to Infowars.com/moneybomb. You can already start contributing if you feel like it, or just wait for the Money Bomb Day on the 16th and 17th. And by doing this, it's going to allow us to pay for the cost associated with sending a signal into a space to a satellite that can then go all over North America. That's Canada, the United States, Mexico, and we can really wake up a lot of people. It'll actually be more than 400 million people if we're able to get on all the local stations out there. So I encourage you to participate in the Money Bomb on this September 16th and 17th. You can go to Infowars.com/Money Bomb. If you're listening to this on the radio right now and your radio station is carrying the fourth hour, call them up and thank them. If you are watching this at Infowars.com/show, where we put out the free stream that then recycles for 24 hours till the next show, call your local station and ask them to take the fourth hour, because we're now going to be doing the fourth hour every day. You will now get a bonus fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. He did it for a while, and then he stopped. Every once in a while, he'd do Overdrive. Well, now, Alex put the word out that we are going to be doing this every day. So it'll be myself, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Joe Biggs, Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in here hosting. It's been a real pleasure for me to be hosting this the last few days. It's really exciting, and especially after a few days, you really get used to it. But now I want to go back to those videos. Leanne McAdoo, are you there? And what do you think of what has been going on now that, you know, it looks like RT is, you know, almost parroting InfoWars with the information we're putting out, but we don't see this anywhere in the mainstream media here in the United States.
Right. Well, that's the exact same thing we were experiencing with the illegal immigration issues at our own border, that they didn't want anyone to know that criminals were coming through and drugs are coming through. And, you know, they just want you to see the images of the young children and the families, because that's how they can convince you to go along with the globalist solution. They create the chaos, and then, you know, the solution is this globalist, borderless world that they control.
Right, where you can't say anything bad about Muslims, but they could cut your head off if they don't like you, or they could cut your hands off, or they could make women cover up, or if you're in Germany, you're not allowed to wear a skirt now because you might offend somebody, but they can do whatever they want because, you know, they're Muslims. And I'm not trying to single out Muslims. That's how the political correctness culture breeds itself. It could be any group that they perceive as being hassled by the system. Now, I want to go to this clip here talking about, you know, we tweeted out that no migrants were accepted by these countries. We were actually lying. It's actually changed now. Apparently, they're opening their borders up. And let's see how many they're accepting now. This is No Mideast Help.
Flow of migrants from the Middle East. Gulf states are coming under fire for keeping their borders closed. Human Rights Watch has criticized wealthy Arab nations for refusing to take in asylum seekers. The countries do provide significant financial and humanitarian help to people affected by Middle East conflicts, but are keeping their doors firmly shut since the war in Syria started in 2011. Kuwait has accepted just 7 refugees, the United Arab Emirates 16, and Saudi Arabia only 4.
All right, so we stand corrected. We have to correct ourselves. We had zeros for everybody, the big donut, but it's actually 27 migrants have been brought into those countries. 27 compared to the hundreds of thousands that are heading to Europe through Turkey, going in through Eastern Europe, going into Greece and the island of Lesbos, where you have Syrian refugees have turned Lesbos into a war zone. Residents claim as migrants chant FU at Hungarian police amid fears ISIS using the crisis to enter Europe. That came out today in the Daily Mail. And it's just amazing. What do you make of that? That they're actually now there's a small trickle, Leanne, going into some of these well-off, high society. I guess there's no wars going on in any of those countries at this point, other than the oppression of their citizens. Leanne McAdoo, what do you make of that?
The economic war that's being waged against the citizenry there. It's just frightening to me. I mean, you see the lifeboats that are sinking with all those people on board. I mean, that's the perfect metaphor for countries that can't afford to bring in more people. Or, you know, countries like Hungary, they say, well, we're a Christian foundation. So if we bring a lot of people in who are going to fundamentally change our society, you're in a sinking lifeboat. It's just frightening.
And meanwhile, you have, and this came out in the Washington Times, which I'm surprised they report on it. Agents say 20% of illegals caught at border have criminal records. So what Donald Trump was saying is actually partially correct. 20% of the ones that they catch, at least. And we've talked to border agents. We've sent our guys down there. And they say they think they catch about half of the people that come across illegally. So you've got maybe 40%, maybe even larger numbers of people that aren't being caught that are criminals. We shot that. That's a picture that our camera guy, Josh Owens, and Joe Biggs, when they were down at the border, shot that of those guys coming across the border, dumping in what looks like 50-kilo batches wrapped up into a car. That car takes off right in broad daylight. And the border agents that were there leave 5 minutes before the shipment arrives. Very coincidental. And this political correctness goes all the way, how you're not allowed to say anything bad about the migrants. You're going to be criticized. Well, I think we should bring all this stuff out, that ISIS is using this as a smokescreen to enter countries. And no, we're not being racist about it. And maybe some of these Mideastern countries that are causing the problem, okay, they're actually causing the problem. Let's look at this last clip. This is how the Saudi border is set up. Now, they want to fund all these radical Islamic movements, but then they don't want to take any of the fallout. So here's that clip.
Saudis are putting up a 900-kilometer razor wire fence on the border with Iraq. There are also underground movement sensors capable of triggering silent alarms.
The issue here is very clear that the Gulf countries are more interested in funding armed groups in Syria rather than assist the Syrian people. Invite them to live in the Gulf instead of having them travel in the midst of seas and in the dangers that we see very clearly.
So I want to give kudos to RT for reporting on that and actually telling what's really going on. That's what we're trying to do here at Infowars.com. What do you think of that border? They're actually setting up a fence, but they have a dual barrier with the motion sensors, which I think we went and interviewed a local rancher out in Arizona who set up the same type of system with motion sensors that actually pop drones out into the sky so you can get a bird's eye view. That's easily a system with the technology we have here. We could put a lot of people to work actually building a system like that just to track our border, not to necessarily go in and kill people who are crossing the border, but to see who's coming in, find out where they're going, and then bring people in. You know, the ones that really need help, let's help them. The ones that don't need help, let's get them back into their country and get them out of our country.
Right. Well, they just want to create the terrorists. And frankly, they're building that fence around their country because they know that they're the number one target.
Yeah. The chickens are going to come home to roost at some point, so they're stopping that. They know that they're guilty, which is why they want to close that off. It was late August, actually. Went and shot some footage of UT removing the Jefferson Davis statue along with Woodrow Wilson, removing that from UT. And this is how far the political correctness has gone here, because Jefferson Davis was head of the Confederacy. He was elected to be the leader of the Confederacy, and at one time, you know, he did own slaves. And then you got Woodrow Wilson, who was a supporter of the Klan, created the Federal Reserve, which is essentially turned us all into debt slaves. So we have that. But John Bowne, we played a report last night on the nightly news where John Bowne points out that here's a Confederate statue that nobody's going to remove, nobody's going to take down, and it's because he is part of the in crowd, and that's Albert Pike. So you guys have that video queued up. Let's go to it, and then Leanne, we'll get your comments on it. Is Big ready
recently,
to go on?
The University of Texas pulled the Jefferson Davis statue from its campus because of a growing irrational fear of American history. On the northwest axis of 3rd and D in the nation's capital sits the Albert Pike statue, dedicated to the leader of the southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite, a title Pike held for 32 years. He was also a Confederate brigadier general. He was also the chief judicial officer and Arkansas Grand Dragon of the newly formed Ku Klux Klan. This is the only statue in Washington, D.C. commemorating a Confederate soldier, much less a founding member of the Klan. In fact, Pike was said to have owned a bracelet that allowed him perpetual communication with Lucifer himself. So if the Confederate flag is being denounced and Jefferson Davis and other Confederate monuments are under consideration for removal, why does this statue still remain? Simple. Pike is highly revered by the very occultic groups in control of the puppet government installed in Washington, D.C. His 1871 letter to Illuminati Mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini predicts a succession of three world wars, a game plan followed to a T by the global elite. It was Pike that wrote the rituals that would create a secret society within a secret society, the 33rd degree. The 33rd degree would serve as a continuation of the Luciferian goals established by an older order known as the Order of the Palladium. All Master Masons brought into the higher degrees would have to take orders from higher Masons. This long list of initiates includes presidents, Supreme Court justices, and military leaders. It was Pike and Illuminati conspirators that infiltrated the world of Freemasonry, armed with a doctrine to establish a one-world order. These conspirators, such as Lord Henry Palmerston of England and Otto von Bismarck of Germany, built global hubs for the Illuminati. And these hubs, known as the Supreme Councils of the Scottish Rite, like the one located at 1733 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., have been in operation ever since. Washington, D.C. itself is reputed to have been designed to represent a pentagram and the Masonic Square and Compass, which would add to the confusing manner in which the streets of the District of Criminals are set up. Masons have long argued that Pike was not a member or founding father of the Klan. However, the 1905 publication Ku Klux Klan, Its Origin, Growth, and Disbandment by J.C. Lester and D.L. Wilson clearly lists Albert Pike as one of its founding members. This book was intent on glorifying the Klan and its origins, hardly an effort to spread misinformation. If awareness grows, the very people behind the liberal agenda to spread political correctness while abandoning our ugly American history will have clumsily uncovered a nest of treasonous activity and Luciferian dogma exposed in the light of day. Albert Pike issued this statement to the 23 Supreme Councils of the world. We worship a God, but it is the God one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Instructors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Albert Pike, July 14th, 1889. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Media, as they're promoting their race war, you're not going to see them talk about the Albert Pike statue and how it needs to be brought down and why. Here's a guy that was part of the Confederacy. He also helped found the Ku Klux Klan, which people try to dismiss, and he was a 33rd degree Mason. But you're not going to hear about that anywhere else but here at Infowars.com. Leanne, what do you make of that?
Well, kudos to John Bound. He is always coming with the fire on his reports, but that's what we see. They'll kind of throw us a bone and say, oh, well, they're really upset about those Confederate statues, so we'll take these down and those down. But they don't get to the root of the problem. And we've stated that from the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a piece of cloth that's not going to get to the root. Same with this Freddie Gray payout. They just decided, you know, $6.4 million going to the family. And that's because they didn't want more riots if a jury decided, you know, something the people weren't happy with.
And that's because you're racist against one of the founders of the Klan, Albert Pike.
Exactly. Exactly.
Call Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. We found a racist. Yeah, it's just amazing. You won't even hear the name Albert Pike mentioned in any of those Confederate generals that they want to take down. You'll never even hear about him. And if you do, it won't be talking about how he was in part of the Klan and part of the Confederacy and a Masonic 33rd degree Mason, probably higher than that.
Yeah.
And how he says in his quote there, he wants everybody to follow the Luciferian doctrine.
Well, it just goes to show you these dark oppressors that are ruling our planet and why it's so hard to affect change and to get people to wake up, and why we're programmed daily, television, radio, everything. I mean, there are dark forces that have been in place for a really long time.
Totally agree. Hey, now this next segment, you're actually going to go on out and get ready for the news. I think you're helping Jakari with a couple of reports. I'm going to have Joe Biggs sit in here. He's going to be modeling the Hillary for prison t-shirt and talk about the reaction he got. He said he's worn it out a couple times, and he's got some amazing stories of what happens when you put the truth out there in people's faces. And I also want to remind everyone out there, those of you, that one person who gets the Hillary for prison t-shirt autographed by Hillary Clinton, you get video of it, put it up on YouTube, send it to us. And I'm personally going to give you $100. I am not superly rich. I got kids that take all my money and spend it. So, but I will give you $100 definitely. And if Alex wants to match that or increase that, that's his prerogative. But me personally, this is what I'm saying I will do. Putting my money where my mouth is. I want to see her in prison. I want to see her sign that shirt. I want to see her pose in a picture with it because she doesn't really read it. Because our minds are so programmed to just see certain things. So she's going to see that and see Hillary for president 2016. Awesome, because prison and president start with a P. So I have no idea. I'm going to sign that. Thank you for showing up. And
everyone that buys a shirt, get a picture of yourself in it and then tag her on Twitter and everything.
Let's all show our support for Hillary and where we think she should go. I still think, you know, people were debating today that now that Joe Biden's going to come in, he's going to take it. And Fox News is bowing down to Joe Biden, how he's going to be the savior. And, nah, I think Joe's just another ringer to be thrown in to take away the eye of Sauron on Hillary. But we're looking at Hillary right now. We know what she's up to. So we'll be back. Our final segment of InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show, Overdrive. It's Rob Dew hosting.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. This is the Overdrive Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I wanted to say 2 p.m., but now we're doing that extra hour overdrive. 3 p.m. Central, and then back from 4 to 6 on Sunday. Tonight we got the nightly news at 7 p.m. Jakari Jackson's going to be hosting. So I want to show you a quick article here from Food Babe. Food Babe, the shocking email from Monsanto, why I am submitting an FOIA request there on the computer. She discovered some emails of this guy who's been attacking her consistently out on the web. Anytime she puts something up, a man named Kevin Bolta is always attacking her from a system of academia. And, he's chair of the horticultural department of the University of Florida. And it's come out that he was getting he got a $25,000 grant right there from Monsanto and unrestricted money. And, so he's out there promoting that. And in fact, he even says in an email to them, I'm grateful for this opportunity and promise a solid return on investment, Bolta wrote after receiving a $25,000 check. But that's just a small, if you think $25,000 is the end of what Monsanto is, it goes a lot deeper than that. So check out the article on InfoWars, and then also there's an article on Independent Science News, The Puppet Masters of Academia, What the New York Times Left Out. Now, finishing up here, I want to go to Joe Biggs. Let's get a shot of Joe Biggs wearing that Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt. Joe, I'm going to give you the floor. Tell me about those stories, especially about the one where you sat down at the bar and the guy wanted to come punch you out.
Well, this Sunday I went out, Sunday fun day, since we didn't have to do anything on Monday. And I decided to wear this shirt out, kind of promote it, see what kind of vibe I got from the people in Austin with this shirt. And this is a very liberal town. And surprisingly, I probably spent hours giving high fives, taking pictures with people. People love this shirt. We put up a new picture today on the Alex Jones Twitter, on different our Facebooks and all that. Everyone loves it. Now, Sunday when I was out, I went to this one bar. I'm sitting down at to order a drink. And I'm up there for about 20 minutes waiting because the bar staff is actually having a discussion about whether or not they should come over and serve me because they thought it said Hillary for President. So I'm sitting here, and the bartender finally walks over, and he goes, you know what? I've been pacing back and forth back here just so angry that you would walk into my establishment wearing a Hillary for President 2016 shirt. And then I noticed it had Hillary for Prison. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. He said, you know what? Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house. And that's the kind of love I got from everyone wearing this. So I want, you know, everyone out there, go to the InfoWars store, get one of these shirts, and go out, take pictures. Let's get video of your interactions with people. Because everyone's saying that there's a lot of people out there who want to support Hillary. If I'm in a liberal town and everyone's coming up and giving me high fives saying, hell yeah, that's an awesome shirt, I want one, where do I go get that? I'd wear that every day. Then you know, people out there are waking up and they see that this is a lying scumbag person who's trying to run for president. People don't want that. We want someone who's going to be out there and be honest and serve us and do the right thing. And Hillary is by far not the choice. She is the worst human being on the face of the planet.
And it's not by overthrowing countries like Libya who haven't done anything to us. It's not about setting up arms deals and then killing ambassadors and then standing by and pretending like you know nothing. That's not the kind of person we want.
People keep saying
office.
That women are in huge support of Hillary. I had more women running up to me, coming over, saying, hey, I love that shirt. Where do I get that shirt? Let me get a high five. Can I take a picture? I want that. Women don't support Hillary. It's there all a lie.
That's right. And you can get that shirt at the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. The hashtag Hillary for Prison's already out there. Take your photo, upload it, send us your photos. We'd love to put together a giant montage of people that love Hillary and put some quotes of Hillary on top of it. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. This has been the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can watch it every day at Infowars.com/show NTV and join us September 16th for the Money Bomb. Thank you all.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.